Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh yeah, it's hump day. Oh man, good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So glad to have you part of the show, part of our day. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And you're more than welcome to call in, even this early in the show. I don't know what we're going to talk about yet. Maybe you just want to talk about some drama in your life. I like drama. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We have a ton of garbage. I heard Alex say, I think she had crap ton, something like that. I don't remember the exact word. Crap ton of garbage to get to this morning. So we got that, your first chance coming up in about probably 5-10 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show. Also, we're going to get intimate this morning. Would you have an intimate relationship with someone who has this? Well, what are you laughing about over there, pork chop?
I'm thinking what this could be. There's a lot of different things.
Lots of things. That's
there
right.
There is. That's at 7:30, 6:30 Central here on the Joe and Alex Show. And a lot of other cool stuff happening. So don't you take your little hiney anywhere else. Speaking of little hineys, Alex.
That's me.
How are you doing today?
Dude.
Miss Beautiful.
If you like drama.
Yeah.
You will love all the stuff that's going on with my child advocates case. So I am a volunteer child advocate. Real quick, if you don't know what that is. I get assigned a case of a kid in the foster care system, and basically I get to know them and their situation, all this, and then I advocate for them in court on where they should maybe end up living permanently and get to say like what, where the child wants to live, etc. So, you know, all these kids have gone through severe abuse and all this, so it's a messy situation. In training, they taught us, they were like, you know, you're going to get assigned a case and you need to know that when you are working with these types of people, people that are in the system, people that have drug histories, drug abuse histories, you know, addicts, things like that, which a lot of these people are, they were like, things can change in the drop of an eye, or, you know, the drop of a hat or whatever.
I like your
in
reference.
In the blink of an eye, yeah.
I like you combine the two of them. That's a new one. You should stick with it.
So,
like, Your Honor?
I hadn't had that happen yet with this case. Everything's been going pretty smoothly and kind of on the up and up. In fact, last time that we met, the judge said to my parents, I want you to know how proud I am for you.
Not Alex's real parents, kid's parents.
The kid's parents. They said, the judge said, I want you to know how proud I am of you. You've been doing such a great job with your parenting. Okay? So that's where we left off now, a couple weeks later. So much stuff happened in the last 2 days and more stuff yesterday that I have been on the phone for like a couple hours yesterday dealing with just problem solving and figuring out what to do next, because there have been people that have just fallen off the wagon, and yeah, they're, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's best for these kids, and so there's just all this stuff going on. So it was very exciting. This is not an Alex like stressed out in a negative way. This is stressed out in a good way. I love this kind of stuff.
It's,
I live
so
for this.
Awful.
It's awful.
These poor kids.
No, it's awful, but it's interesting, and I love that I get to kind of help with this. Like, you know, Otherwise I don't really have anyone consistently figuring out the messes. Like, it's hard when social workers have 150 cases, 200 cases of kids they deal with. As a child advocate, I get to kind of be on the front lines helping figure that out so they can get this stuff, you know, put away and handled. But anyway, that's what I did most of the day yesterday, and it was amazing. Just insane amazing.
That gives me anxiety just hearing you talk about it.
I know. It would freak you out.
I'm like, you guys need to stop and just figure this out.
So anyway, that's what's going on with me.
What's up with you, Liv, the web girl?
I had a good day yesterday. I napped for so long, which was so good. I feel like I haven't napped in forever. And then I went to the gym, and after the gym, me and my friend Whitney sat outside and got a glass of wine, which was really nice because it was so nice outside. And
it
then
was
we
nice.
Walked to the grocery, like a little market by where we got wine to get groceries. It was like the perfect like summer spring day ever.
You guys just, I don't know what it is.
I think, and there's nothing wrong with it. I think there's a little something there, Alex. Like,
BFFs for life.
She's literally one of my only friends in this city since I've moved. It's super hard to make friends when literally all I do is work. That's it.
Liv, just so you know, in Houston, it was like pouring rain yesterday and like thunderstorms.
But Indy, it was beautiful. So I'm sorry, Houston. But I guess that makes up for us having an awful winter.
Maybe.
You all having a pretty fine winter.
We can all hope that one day maybe we'll all get a friend like Whitney, have our avocado toast.
She'll smash
walk
it
around
for us.
Holding hands and drinking wine.
You know, then maybe leaning in for a kiss. I mean, whatever happens, happens.
Cool. I don't really know what to say or how
Pork
to
chop,
translate.
How was your day yesterday?
It was good. Oh, yo, something crazy happened this morning.
Oh, I like crazy.
I had to call 911 this morning.
Wow, really? Tell me about this.
Yes.
I was driving into work and I was stopped at a red light and a car was, you know, in the intersection and it turned, but it turned in the lane next to me, which was like going the wrong way.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it like, because the lane to the left of me was an only turn left for the lane I was in, right?
I've done that before.
And so, and it just kept going. So I was like, oh my God. And there was like cars coming. So I called 911 and, they were like, where's your emergency? I was like, it hasn't happened yet, but it's about to. And at the last minute, the car swerved off the road and onto the grass median and went back up on the other side.
Oh, so right before the cops would have pulled him over?
No, there was no cops around.
Well, I figured if they were going the wrong way, they would try to pull him over to get him adjusted.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. But, yeah.
Because so what's 911 going to do? Telepathically tell him to turn around?
Oh, no. I thought there was going to be an emergency. That's why I was calling 911.
That's why you got to use your car as like a battering ram. You have to stop that. You could save a life.
How? I would have had to
drive
fly
it
in reverse.
Well, does your car not have reverse?
There's no... Yeah, but isn't there... I don't... Joe.
I'm just saying, Alex and Liv and I would have saved the day. We would have put it in reverse and stopped
that. At that point, that's the best thing I could have done. I was like, I literally thought there's about to be an emergency.
So. Yeah. Well, okay. Good.
Hey, Liv.
Yes.
Are you consciously or subconsciously flipping me off right now?
Oh, I'm subconsciously.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. I didn't know if we had to address that.
No, I was reading about the Met Gala, and sometimes I play with my lips.
Okay. She's like rubbing her middle finger. I'm like, okay, I was just kidding about you and your friend Whitney. Jeez.
I was playing with lips.
My day yesterday was kind of awkward. All my neighbors came over on Sunday when a drunk driver ran into my Jeep from Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Shout out to those awesome people. And then I don't know who did it, but there was a note on my door. I was like, it's interesting. It must be a mailman. And it's like, hey, would you mind cutting your grass?
Oh, my God.
Our grass is getting kind of tall. I mean, my back's been jacked up. You know, mm-hmm. I haven't been able to do anything for a few weeks. And it's a manual mower. So, like, it's not, you know, automatic or powered. So I have to push it, everything I do. And
it was anonymous?
No name.
Oh, that's
it wasn't bad. It wasn't, like, terrible. It's just like, hey, would you mind cutting your grass? Because I'm the only one. And trust me, I'm like, I love having a nice cut grass. I really take pride in that. And it's not been cut yet.
But being told that you have to cut your grass, like, congratulations, you made it. Like, you've been taking so many strides to be the top white trash king. And now you've gotten there.
You know what we need to get on here, like, on our computer system port shop? I need some Kid Rock, like, buttons
he does,
lined up.
Just for Joe's life.
Like, bah, with the bah, the bang, the bang.
What you should do is get one of those plastic swimming pools from Walmart.
From
put that
front,
in the front yard today. Fill it up with
hose
water and then just sit in there in your swim trunks.
Have beers floating around.
Yeah.
Honestly, that sounds like a hell of an idea.
That's what you got to do next.
Do I cut my grass first though, or no?
No.
Well, how tall is the grass?
Probably. Why doesn't Lindsay do it? Is she not?
She works a lot. She's busy.
Yeah.
I mean, my back was so bad last night. She took out the garbage and recycling.
You met all your neighbors when your car got wrecked into over the weekend?
Yes.
Did you see any teenage kids, like a boy, like a 16-year-old boy you could pay
$30
to do it?
A lot of old people in my neighborhood, I found out. It's probably why they don't want to talk to me.
Well, you know what? Pork Chop will do it.
Yeah, just go a block outside of where you live. There's like a billion teenagers around. I saw like a billion teenagers yesterday.
Well, Pork Chop's always looking for extra cash.
Scooters and school's ending, so they barely have any homework.
Would you do it, Pork Chop?
Of course. Yeah, his lawn's not that like huge. So it'd be quick.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
There you go.
All right, well,
just
the Pork Chop.
Give him like $30 or something.
Wow. What? I was thinking like a 10.
No, that's definitely worth $30.
Okay, that's a whole nother conversation we'll have later there, fancy pants grass cutter. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened yesterday on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
A now sober Brad Pitt is reportedly writing a tell-all book because he wants to get the truth out there. He's had a very public, history of dating in the past with people like Gwyneth Paltrow, Jennifer Aniston, and Angelina Jolie, who he shares 5 children with. This book is said to be released once his divorce with her is finalized. He's supposedly taking the summer off to spend time with his kids and finish this book. Holy cow. I will buy this book, Amazon Prime this baby so fast. I would be so excited to read that.
I'm going to read it.
MTV's cut ties with Teen Mom 2 star Janelle Evans after her husband David Eason admitted to killing their family dog last week. A spokesperson said in a statement that MTV ended its relationship with David Eason over a year ago in February of 2018 and has not filmed any new episodes of Teen Mom 2 with him since. Additionally, they have now stopped filming with Janelle as of April 6th, 2019, and have no plans to cover her story in the upcoming season. He copped to killing the 27-year-old MTV star's beloved French bulldog in an Instagram video last week after it was apparently biting their 2-year-old daughter, Ensley.
Not that I want to see that hot mess, but it's like, why should she be kicked off if she didn't shoot the dog? Like, do you think it's good that they took her off, too?
I don't know. Maybe it's because she has a history of dating guys that do this abusive stuff.
True.
She's had so many guys end up in jail and stuff. And
yeah.
They might just be worried legally about going forward with her. So David now is under investigation for animal cruelty by local authorities in North Carolina. And Janelle, by the way, has been on the show since 2011. Like, she's one of the main people for mm-hmm. Teen Mom 2. So it's a pretty big deal. Lil Nas X has held the number one spot now for the 5th straight week in a row on the Billboard Hot 100 with Old Town Road. Despite Taylor Swift releasing her new single, Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus had over 104 million streams over the past week. Taylor Swift's single, Me, only reached the 2nd spot. The song is also breaking records, with Old Town Road becoming the first song in history to earn over 100 million U.S. streams in 4 different weeks.
That is insane. If you can beat Taylor Swift, watch out.
While battling cancer, Jeopardy's Alex Trebek says fans have sent him lots of nice gifts.
People have been so kind in all walks of life, sending cards, letters, offering advice, their prayers, and I mean, I have so much holy water sitting on my desk from Lourdes and other places where pilgrims go that it touches me at a very deep level.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and ladies, please explain things. I guess I don't want to say help me out because that would sound like I'm looking for women, but I saw this and I'm like, God, single Joe would have really benefited from this. Maybe I'm sure a single pork chop back in the day could have benefited this before you got in your relationship with your boyfriend. Ladies, how do we know? What signs do you show us that you're actually interested in us? Because as a guy, if I was single, just met Liv at a bar or something, and I say something, and maybe I did say a joke, and Liv like, ha ha ha, like, because Liv laughs a lot. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, she totally wants to hook up.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Or she likes me. Well, you don't have to be that harsh on me. Whoa, take it easy.
But no, I'm just saying, I laugh at, like, everyone's jokes.
How do guys know? Like, what signs are we, because I feel like guys miss a lot of signs, and I'm not trying to make it sound stupider than we are dudes, but what are signs, Alex and Liv, and any ladies listening, 833-JOE-ALEX, it's 833-563-2539, that you are into us, that maybe guys are missing or need to take notice of?
If a girl is not interested at a bar, and you come up to her, you guys are talking for a little bit, she's not interested whenever she says, like, oh, you know what, it looks like my friends are moving over here, so it's so nice, you know, talking to you or whatever. If she doesn't do that, and she stay, even if her friends move around, she stays there in that spot talking to you, she's interested.
I totally agree with that. And also, I think here's the thing.
I never had a girl do that, by the way, when I was single.
I think here's the thing, too, is that guys are always like, ugh, how can you tell? Like, I just can't tell. I can't pick up any signals, whatever. That means they're just not interested.
Yeah.
I think if a girl is interested,
you should be able to know.
It's more than obvious. So guys who are like, oh, I feel like I'm always missing signals. I never know if they're interested.
If she texts you the word hey, if she texts you the word hey and it has more than one Y, she wants the D.
Yes.
Even though she's using a Y.
If she texts you first, yes.
Oh, yeah,
that
for sure.
In a bar, like, if you can't tell, then that means she's just not interested. It will be flat out clear if a girl is interested. So, like, Joe, like you saying, like, you could have used this. It could have helped you because you felt like you, like, were missing signals. You could never tell.
I would never know.
That means that I just don't think that the girls you're talking about were interested.
I think also, like, during the course of the conversation while you're talking to a girl at a bar or a club, if she maintains eye contact the whole time, like she's really looking at you, she's not like checking her phone, looking to see where her friends are, you know, all these things. She's really not distracted and she's into the conversation. Yeah. That's a cue. Also, subtle, now don't misinterpret this, subtle touches. So if while you're talking, she kind of like laughs and kind of taps your shoulder or your arm or things like that. Yeah. I think those friendly gestures like that, that are kind of flirty, that's a big indicator.
I think moving her body kind of into yours,
yeah,
like getting closer, I feel like that's almost body a bigger language indicator, because I have guy friends and I'll be like, oh my gosh, shut up. And I'll like slap their arm or whatever. And I don't mean that in a flirtatious way. I'm just like, haha, shut up.
Like, oh, see, cool. I feel like if a woman touches me, and I'm not, I'm just saying, like, where am I perceived? I'm going to be like, oh, well, she's touching me. It's like, she's kind of like, and I'm not saying like, oh, well, she wants it. I'm saying that to me, it means that you might be interested at all. Like, but now you're saying that, I'm like, okay, I don't think a girl's ever been interested in me.
Yeah, I think like a little like slap, I don't think always means you're interested. I think like if you two are standing like face to face and she kind of like makes a step into you to where like her shoulder is kind of like in your chest, like talking like closely, definitely think so. And if she's like whispering to you like, oh, the bar's so crowded, like let me get closer and like tell you this, if they're getting like close, very close to you, then like, yeah, you can tell.
Let me flip it one more time then here with Alex and Liv, kind of the experts weighing in here, because I feel like a lot of guys are pretty dumb at times. We don't realize the signs that a girl is into us or is not into us. Have you ever been frustrated as ladies that have been interested in a guy, even if you're more traditional, and maybe you did something to show him, that things that you mentioned, for example, what have been signs you've shown to a guy that you're interested that they totally missed?
I've texted them first.
Yep.
Now, what did you say, though? Hey, bud.
It doesn't matter what it is. If a girl texts you first, she is making a move.
Are we making this a law? Is this official rule?
She could send you a link to the freaking Declaration of Independence. She is flirting with you if she texts you first.
She's like, I want to see your John Hancock.
If you guys are not already established as friends, and she texts you first 1,000%. Because I'll text my guy friends, but we've also been friends for like 5 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Like, but like if a girl is texting you first, she is interested. And I never, when I text a guy first, I'm never like, hey, sup, like, how's it going? I always kind of like, it's among.
It's, I saw this and I thought of you. Oh my gosh, look how funny. The song reminds me of you, whatever. Haha, hope you're great. Yeah. She wants you.
Yes. My move was always like, oh my gosh, like your boy had a great game last night, like making fun of like their favorite like basketball player or whatever.
Good one.
You know, like it's something relevant to things that you guys have discussed.
Yeah, when I have only been very desperate because I feel like the guy wasn't picking up what I was putting down, that's when I have texted first. Otherwise, my preference is to not ever text first. I like when guys do, because then I feel like they're definitely interested. So some girls might be like, it doesn't matter who texts first. I'm the type of girl that I kind of like more traditional. I like a guy to make all the moves. But I have before done what we're talking about in texting first. That's whenever I had no other choices.
Like, I have a rule. I'll text first like once, and then from there on out you gotta text me first.
All right, well, Alex and Liv, the web girl, helping solve those mysteries that us guys never really understand.
That's right.
Very important.
Do you feel like it's just me that doesn't understand, by the way? Do you feel like this helped any of their guys out there?
Hopefully we helped.
Yeah, I feel like it helps. If anything, I feel like guys think that girls are interested in them when they're not.
All right, well, that's what ended on a positive note. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are not going to fight about weather apps. What is the difference, Alex? Before we get into Joe's need-to-know news, what is the problem here? They're like, blah, 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 my weather app says it'll be 58 by this time. Well, mine says it'll be 50. Well, you shouldn't use that one. It's lame.
The Weather Channel app is the superior weather temperature getting app. If you are using the one that automatically comes on your phone, you are a peasant.
I am snapping to this.
It's
Alex
not correct.
Is totally right. The weather app that comes on your iPhone is trash.
Yeah,
it's never right,
ever. It doesn't predict weather correctly. The temperatures are already off, are always off. Don't use it.
It says it's going to rain when it's not.
Of course, Porkchop's going to defend it because he can never admit
he's
wrong.
Ladies, please, pause. Porkchop, conversate.
She says Porkchop can never be wrong. That's because I never am wrong. But anyways.
Who's more narcissistic, me or Porkchop?
Oh, God, you know, that's a tough one, depending on what it is.
Keep digging yourself a hole. I want to keep more. Give more, please.
This is good. Well, I like this talk.
Before, like a couple months ago, right before you got here, we did a narcissism test. Each of us took it. I was the highest.
Alex broke it.
Yeah, I was. I rated very high, but I would love for you to take it to see, without knowing what my score was, if you are above or below me.
1,000%. I think you should take it, because I think it's like a different kind of narcissism.
It is different.
Yeah, but I think it might still be there.
All right, just so you know, the Apple app, the weather app, is powered by the Weather Channel.
It's not
Well, if it's powered by, then it's getting news delayed.
No. I have the best reasoning for this.
Why? Okay.
Think about a designer store and then the outlet version.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's okay. The Weather
it's
Channel
the crappier
is
version of their product.
No, yes.
This
yes.
is J. Crew Factory.
Yes. The weather app on your iPhone is J. Crew
I guess that's
Factory.
Funny, but I don't know what that means.
It's less quality. Yes. It always threads.
And that's why it's suckier.
The reason we even had the argument is because I said, oh, look, at 10 a.m., it's going to be 50. It's going to be 58. That's so what then, it says on my app. But when I said 50, I meant like in the 50s.
Right, but 58 is closer to 60. Right, but so I didn't why wouldn't mean you that. Say 60?
Because it's
you
there's
just
a 5
wanted it
in front
to be more dramatic to suit your argument.
No, I
of
said
why.
At 10 a.m. it's going to be in the 50s, and then at 4 p.m. it's going to be in the 80s. That is drastic.
You know, what would be a fun topic. You know, a fun topic is I'd love listeners to call in sometime, not now, but 833 Joe Alex is the number to have for later, and I want them to just to bring up something and see if there's anything that Porkchop and Liv would agree upon where they wouldn't fight about it.
I really don't.
Because I don't think
so.
There's anything in the world where, like, well, let me tell you about my thing.
Better in tennis.
I'm going to put a poll on Instagram on our story at Joan Alex Show. You can click. Do you think that the Weather Channel app is superior to get your weather?
Well, we're really going deep today.
Or the weather app that comes on your phone. Now, these are big ticket issues.
I'm working on it now. I'm finding the graphics for both
Perfect.
Of them.
Liv is going to get that up now.
I've never seen her work so hard in my life. All right, let's get into it. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. One student is dead and 7 others are injured after 2 classmates opened fire at a charter school in Denver. The 2 students opened fire in 2 separate classrooms at the public charter school with more than 1,800 students from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. They were all encompassed in one building. Cops were quick to the scene to get there, and they took the 2 suspects into custody without injuring them. We talked about this, and I know it's not super healthy, but oh my gosh, I think I'm going to try this new fad diet. Cincinnati man Del Hall vowed to live off beer back in March of 2019. He committed to the liquid diet for 46 days, and he lost 44 pounds. Damn!
That's amazing. A month and a half?
Almost a pound a day. 44 pounds in 46 days.
Wow.
He said he was with a doctor the whole time, but he just pretty much did craft beer. That's what, like, the monks would do, that certain type of thing. And he was constantly monitored by a doctor to make sure he's in good health. So, good for him. Now, most of it will probably come back on because it's liquidy, but hey, that's pretty
so
dope.
So, he wouldn't eat?
No, he did like what the monks did back in the day, I believe.
That's just crazy because beer always makes me super hungry.
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime I get drunk, that's when I want all the
junk
food.
If I'm drunk, I'm hungry, and also when I'm hungover, I'm super hungry.
But maybe he wasn't drunk. Maybe he just drank like you drink water just to satisfy you.
Yeah, I would have one craft beer and be drunk. So.
Woo, get it, girl. Craft, all you moms out there, they're going to reimburse your babysitting costs on Mother's Day so you can get some time to relax.
Craft, too, like Kraft the macaroni and cheese people?
Kraft the company, yeah, like overall the parent company, Kraft.
K-R-A-F-T.
Correct, yep.
Okay.
Yes. No, the arts and crafts family. Yes,
that's
no.
That's nice.
No, there's a CRAFT. They make, like, baby toys.
Really?
Yeah, right?
How do you know about that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
K-R-A-F-T. Kraft. Sorry. I thought I went with the big one. Everybody would know that. But, yes, Kraft. They say up to $100, but they're only giving away $50,000 worth of money. So you got to get that receipt in quickly on Sunday. Like, right when you get home, I'd submit it. Because otherwise, you're in trouble. This is kind of funny. A sheriff's office in Vernon, Indiana is asking drug dealers to help them take down their competition. The department posted on their Facebook page, quote, "Attention drug dealers, too much competition bringing you down? Not making the profits you used to? We're here to help. Eliminate your competition." The post asks the dealers to submit their name, address, and vehicle information of their competitors. It also asks about the drug. It asks about the drugs being sold and the most active times.
I love it.
It isn't known if it's actually caught anybody, but that
love
is perfect.
It.
Take down your competition.
Hilarious.
And it's like, by the way, fill out this form so we know where you're at, too, so we can drop off the reward. Let's see. Today is National Have a Coke Day because it's the anniversary of the first day Coca-Cola went on sale at a pharmacy in Atlanta, ATL Show Day, back in 1886. So it's 133 years old today. That's pretty cool. I like me some Coke. I prefer cherry Coke, but I do like Coke.
I do not like Coke or Pepsi.
Oh, well, Pepsi's gross. I mean,
I've never liked either. I've really tried. If I have to drink a Coke, I prefer it in a glass bottle. To me, it tastes a little better, but that is really it. I am a Dr. Pepper girl through and through, but I cannot get on board with Coke for some reason.
I don't like regular Coke or Coke Zero. I'm only a Diet Coke person. Interesting. But I love Diet Coke.
I think we all agree a fountain Diet Coke at McDonald's, for whatever reason, is the best drink in the world. It's really weird, but it is. Now, when it comes to that, do you call it pop, soda, or like what do you call it?
Pop.
I call it whatever I'm drinking. If I'm drinking a Sprite, I call it a Sprite. If I'm drinking a Coke, I call it a Coke. Like, I don't say, like, pop or soda. I just call it by what
I'll argue
it
with
is.
Anybody. Like, I know in the South, people do this, like, all across there. They'll call it, like, oh, I'll have a Coke, but
everything
that could be a Dr.
Coke.
Pepper. It's like, no, bro. That's a dot. You want a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Joe and I are both from the Midwest.
I'm from Michigan, yeah.
So we say pop.
Poor chap, what about you?
Being from New Jersey, I grew up saying soda.
Hey, I'll give you soda.
Yeah, but since living in Michigan for 3 years most recently, I've converted to pop.
Okay, well, I remember too, like there was this big product, all the radio DJs, even like Sean Hannity was like hawking on the TV. It's like, hey, it's Soda Stream. They never called it Pop Stream, so maybe it is soda.
That's true.
Am I wrong about this? I hate being wrong. I mean, no. I'm not going to admit it if I am. But
soda pop.
Okay, pop.
Soda pop.
But then again, there's that one NSYNC song, Dirty Papa.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, don't drink dirty pop. Is that what it's about?
I'm pretty sure that's what it's about.
Okay, yeah, and tonight, Live the Web Girls staying up late. The Rockets on the road taking on the Golden State Warriors. The series is tied 2-2. Predictions for tonight's game? Let's go to our resident sports expert, Alex Clark.
Steph Curry is going to look handsome.
Oh, okay, that works. That
wow.
plays. That actually plays. That
yes.
actually does play for one of the teams.
All right, Live the Web Girl. What say you?
I think that Kevin Durant is going to blow up in tonight's game, and I'm just hoping that the Rockets defense is strong enough to kind of hold him back, and I hope that James Harden can, you know, get those threes in. I hope he does not miss, because I think they're going to need to play very aggressively on offense to be able to win. But I have hope.
All right, cool. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check this all out at joeandalexshow.com. Good morning. Hope you get a laugh today, even if it's not from this show, because, I mean, sometimes we're funny.
Oh, my God. We got a
sometimes
tweet
we're sad.
From somebody that said Nordstrom and Nordstrom Rack is the perfect comparison for the Weather Channel app versus the Apple Weather app.
Now, somebody's just tuning into the Joe and Alex show. Explain quickly. We had a fight earlier between Pork Chop and you and Liv, Alex.
So Liv and I were telling Pork Chop, because he likes to use the weather app that comes automatically on your iPhone. We were telling him that that is like Peasantville.
Yes.
Like, do not use that. That app is crap.
They were shaming Pork Chop for his temperature not being what Liv had.
It's never accurate.
Which
whatever.
It actually is.
So he thinks it is. So Liv and I were telling him that the Weather Channel app is the superior weather app, and that everyone knows that. So we said that the equivalent to explain it to him of what it is like, the two different apps. Apps, it's like a regular designer store compared to the outlet mall version of the store. It's like, oh, because the weather app that comes in your phone is owned by the Weather Channel.
Thank you.
But it is like the crappier, cheap version that they put out.
1,000%.
Compared to the real deal. Just like
totally
if you go
agree.
To a Kate Spade store, it's different than the Kate Spade outlet mall store. So people are just thinking that's funny and giving their
Tripping.
Own comparisons.
Yeah. It's true.
And we're asking you to vote on Instagram to show Pork Chop or show us, if we're wrong, which app is superior for weather on your phone on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
All right. Well, go do that vote right now at Joe and Alex Show. If you're new to the show, Liv the Web Girl is our web girl. She's also kind of like a third chair on the show, talks every now and then. And when she does, it's always something interesting. One thing she does on the side is because she's a fitness fanatic. She likes to work out. She actually works at the daycare at her gym, so she gets that free gym membership. Mm-hmm. And there's apparently something going on in the daycare, or I don't know, Alex is talking about, and I kind of piggybacked in, but I was like, oh my God, it sounded really creepy from what I heard. What's going on with the daycare?
Okay, so first off, you have to know that I've worked there a year and a half now, and so there's a family in there that comes in every single day, basically, that I have ever worked there, and I used to work there 4 days, sometimes 5 days a week, so
wow.
I would see these kids 5 days a week. Now, they're apparently moving to Florida because one of the little girls in the family said they were. And so I want to follow the mom on Facebook because I'm so intrigued by this family. Like, it's so intriguing to me. Their dad is out of the country, like, all of the time. The mom and the dad are still together. And, like, she comments on all of his stuff because, yes, I Facebook stalked them. But I'm just so intrigued in this family. And the little boy in the family is so precious and just has a very special place in my heart because he's 4 years old and he can't talk yet, which that's not normal. That's not like the norm. That's not average.
Totally not normal.
Right, exactly. So he kind of has a special place in my heart because I'll play with him a lot because he's at an awkward stage. He can't play with the two-year-olds because he's too rough and tough with them, but he can't play with the older kids because he can't communicate with them. So I am like, if these people move, I have to follow this mom on Facebook because I need to know updates about this family and about these kids.
Because you think what? You think that the mom and dad have, the dad has a secret life or something because he's always out of the country or what?
I don't know if it's a secret life. I think that he just...
Because I'm missing the part where, why they're so intriguing.
All I'm feeling is that Liv is being creepy.
I think they're intriguing because I think it's interesting that a... mom, this woman is basically a single mom. She's raising these three kids who one obviously has some sort of issues because he's four and he can't talk and he has really
Probably autism.
He has really bad behavioral issues as well. Mm. He gets very aggressive. And then the oldest daughter is extremely intelligent but kind of can be really bratty and like very manipulative. And then the middle child, the boy, he's just a crybaby, which is fine. But I'm just saying they're a handful. She is a single mom. Her husband is out of the country. He's been out of the country since December.
Liv, you're taking this too far. Am I wrong here? I think Liv's taking this way too far. It's borderline creepy. 833 Joe Alex, wow, you kind of understand. 833-563-2539. Like, why do you feel like you need to be part of their life if they are moving?
I care about these kids so much because I've spent so much time with them. It's hard not to. And they're there for like the full 3 hours that I am there. Like, their mom really uses that time, which I don't blame her because she's basically a single parent taking care of them 24/7 around the clock without any help. So I'm just intrigued. I need to know more about them. I need to see like what they end up doing. I need to see, you know, if the youngest child ever goes into regular school.
Besides saying hi though to this woman, you guys do not have a relationship. I think it would be weird for you to add her. It's like if I work at an ice cream shop and there's someone that comes in once in a while and I just add them on Facebook. It's just weird.
But it's a little bit more because I'm taking care of her kids. Like I'm looking
but
at
that's
her
your job.
Close.
That's your job. That's
no,
like, I, oh,
no,
they're my
I
server
know
at the
that
restaurant.
It's my job, but like they are like regulars. They've been there more than any other kid has been.
Okay, I go to Chick-fil-A every single day, every day. If one of the people that I see every day in the drive-thru pops up in my friend requests on Facebook, I am freaked out. Like, that would weird me out.
But they don't know your name.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's different.
They know my name. They
it's
know my
different.
Order.
They're getting your Chick-fil-A
they
order.
They know where I
it's
work.
It's different than taking care of their kids.
It's different, though, too, because she's like, hey, hurry the hell up. I'm Alex Clark from the Joe and Alex Show, and I don't wait for my nuggets.
But what I'm saying, you're doing like, it's not a normal daycare or nanny or babysitting situation where you are really working closely with these kids on a daily basis or things like that. These kids, it's like they're dropped off once in a while. I mean.
No, but it's not once in a while. It's all of the time. And also, the reason why I'm closer to these kids than any other kids is because the four-year-old cannot speak and he has behavioral problems. Majority of the time, my main attention is on him because he will scale things, he will climb things, whatever. And if you say no, he doesn't respond. If you say no, he doesn't respond. And so it's like,
wow.
I'll have to go and like rip him off and he'll start crying and I'll have to calm him down. And then he gets really upset because other kids won't want to play with him because he will ruin the game because he doesn't understand the concept.
Wow.
So they won't let him play with them. So then he gets really upset and sad. So I'll sit down, I'll play with him, I'll make him feel better.
Maybe when you should ask if you can go with him to Florida, be their
tantrum.
Nanny.
Yeah, you want to leave?
Just like, it's sad, and I just love that little boy so much, and I just want to make sure he's okay forever.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Casey.
Casey, do you think Liv the Web Girl is taking this situation just a little bit too far? She's thinking about friend requesting the mom if this family moves.
No, absolutely not, and here's why. If you want to do it, do it. The worst that's going to happen is she's not going to accept it.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's not
you know
creepy.
I mean? Like,
that doesn't mean it's
I
not
see
creepy.
Everyone's point of view, but it's social media. Everyone's friends with everyone. Everyone's for likes, and everyone's all about how many followers and people you're friends with. And who cares? If you want to do it, do it.
See?
It's not harming anybody.
See?
Should she ask her when she sees her next time she drops off the kids, hey, you know, I heard you guys are moving. Would it be cool if I friend you on Facebook so I can just keep up with the kids? Do you think she should ask first?
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Okay.
Honestly. I mean, it's a respect thing, but also, I mean, in Liv's, you know, world, she's taking care of these babies, and they're moving away, and now she's probably going to be a little, you know, butt hurt.
Like, I'm going to be
Do you think they're
sad.
Moving away because secretly, like, they're afraid of Liv taking care of their kids any longer?
Okay, the oldest.
That's why they're moving?
100% no.
The oldest daughter and me do argue sometimes.
He's like, I ain't putting up with that crap anymore.
If she can manipulate, like, a grown adult, I'm going to talk to her like she's a grown adult. So, mm-hmm. not
She
my
wants
fault.
To throw hands? Liv's ready. Bring it on, okay? I'm into it. I like it.
Call the Joe and Alex Show at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. That's 1-833-563-2539.
You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what you're into. Let's kick things off with Alex. What are you into this week?
I'm into the Huda Beauty Demi Matte Cream Lipstick. It is available at Sephora or on Sephora.com. This stuff is the ish. It is the perfect nude pinky peach shade of lipstick. It is a demi matte, so it is really long wearing, and it goes on with a lip applicator, kind of like lip gloss, and it's liquid lipstick, but it doesn't dry your lips out and lasts forever. And as it fades a little bit throughout the day, if you eat or whatever, the way that this color fades, it looks so good still and so natural. It doesn't get the crusties, all that. I love it. And so I put this up on the Instagram swipe up story at Joe and Alex Show. It's $20. Which I know is a little bit expensive for a lip product, but it's really freaking good. A lot of beauty bloggers have been using this, I've been noticing, so I tried it out, and it is worth the hype. So, highly recommend.
Liv the Web Girl, what are you into?
I am into these cookies that are so good. You guys are going to make fun of me, but they're gluten-free and dairy-free.
They sound
and
tasty
now
already.
They're chocolate chip cookies, which it's really, really hard. It's not that hard to find gluten-free cookies. It's really hard to find gluten-free and dairy-free cookies. But I'm going to put a swipe-up link. They sell them at Walmart as well, but they're super good.
I bet they taste like chalk.
They taste good to me, but I don't know if that's because I haven't had a real cookie in so long. But I honestly think they're super, super delicious. And especially like when you just have a sweet tooth and you need something to crave it really quick.
Yeah.
These are perfect. Very guilt-free.
I will be the judge of that.
Yeah, bring those in.
Yeah,
we have
see,
to share
these are
them.
The things I want you to bring in so we All can right. say if they're actually nasty or not.
Okay, I'll bring them in.
What are you into this week, pork chop?
I am late on the bandwagon for this one as usual, but did you know there's a Chick-fil-A app?
Okay.
I just can't.
Yeah, but
there's
maybe...
There's an app for everything.
But maybe nobody's used it. Why are you using the Chick-fil-A app?
Well, I'm using it because allegedly you get, like, free stuff. I mean, yeah, you get your points and you can get free stuff, but it seems like all my friends are like, oh, hey, look, Chick-fil-A just sent me a free soda. Or,
yeah,
oh,
they
hey,
do.
They just sent me free nuggets.
They do that all the time.
Why don't they send me a free anything?
Well, you've got to order food. When you get stuff, they start sending you stuff. Well, how are you doing it? Are you ordering
it
mobile order?
Are you ordering food on your app?
No.
Because you have to
you
order
have to do
food
on, the app.
On your app, and then they'll start sending you free stuff.
Well, you don't have to do that, but you have to whenever you're at the drive-thru. You have to have your phone ready for them to scan. They will
do
it.
I do that. Yeah.
The food has got to come through the app somehow, some way, whether it's a mobile order, scanning inside the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, I do that. I scan my...
But maybe they don't like you because I get stuff all the time.
Yeah,
I get
breakfast.
You haven't spent enough money.
Yeah, step it up, pork chop. What are you doing?
That's what it is. You haven't spent enough yet. When you do, you will. I go there every single day. I get those things all the time, but I'm spending a ton of money
How
there.
Do you know you're getting it? Like,
it'll email you. But mine emails me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to borrow my free breakfast sandwich? I can throw one your way.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm keeping it for myself. But you'll get there eventually.
Okay.
All right, cool. That's what we're into. You can swipe up on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show to check them all out.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Oxygen Network is developing TV projects that will include several from big names. Kim Kardashian, Mark Wahlberg, and Ice-T are producers of three new series coming out. They include Kim Kardashian, The Justice Project, which is inspired by the reality star's work to grant clemency to Alice Marie Johnson. Dude, the two-hour documentary is going to follow Kim as she pursues a career in law and works to free other prisoners that she believes has been wronged by the justice system. I can't even tell you how excited I am for this. So I do pay for cable. It is almost entirely because of the Oxygen Network. Like, I love Oxygen.
Hello, I'm Kim Kardashian, and you are going to free this person.
I love it. So they have this show coming out called Exploited, an active crime investigation show from Mark Wahlberg. The project will highlight the work of the Deliver Fund, which works to halt sex trafficking in the United States. Hello, yes. And then Framed by the Killer is going to be from executive producer Ice-T. That series examines murders where evidence seems to point to one person, only for investigators to find that person was framed by the actual killer.
If there's only something that Alex had in common that she's interested in, wow, she could just narrow it down to one channel.
I'm telling you what, the Oxygen Network, baby. Millennials, we're bringing cable TV back if it isn't just for this channel.
What does so Alex excited. And my grandma have in common? The Oxygen Channel.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Anne Hathaway talked about a little wardrobe malfunction she had at the Met Gala a few years ago.
One year I was going as the guest of Calvin Klein and Francisco Costa, and I was about a block away from the Met, and I was like, wow, this is and I sneezed and my dress split. Like, just straight up split open. And so I felt so terrible. So I'm pulling up, and Francisco was so proud of this dress. And I put the window down, and he's like, baby, you look amazing. I'm like, thank you so much. My dress just broke. And I've never actually seen someone turn green before. And he did. I'm like, it's going to be fun. And he goes, pull over. So we pulled over, went to a hotel. They found a seamstress. She sewed me into it. So we show up. There's nobody on the red carpet. I say, oh, my God, did they miss it? And they said, you're just ahead of Rihanna. Go.
Perfect timing.
I think that her voice a little bit reminds me of your wife.
Really?
Let me
hear it again.
One year I was going as the guest of Calvin Klein and Francisco Costa, and I was about a block away from the Met.
I don't know. She had to go like, then it might be my wife. My wife's got that awkward laugh. No, it's endearing about her.
Actress Jessica Chastain and director Ava DuVernay are criticizing HBO's Game of Thrones for the show's characterization of rape and its handling of race. Jessica Chastain posted a photo of Sansa. I don't watch the show. Is that who it is?
Yeah, that's Sophie Turner.
Okay, so they posted a photo of her atop the Iron Throne and said rape is not a tool to make a character stronger. A woman doesn't need to be victimized in order to become a butterfly. The hashtag little bird was always a phoenix. Her prevailing strength is solely because of her and her alone.
Right, I'm confused. Does the show not portray that?
She's saying it doesn't need to. It's saying it doesn't
She's
need
saying
to have
that
the raping part.
That the rape makes her character stronger, and a woman doesn't need to be victimized in order to become a butterfly. I would say most people at some point in your life end up victimized some way, shape, form, or another, not necessarily always by rape, but by different things in life. And if you choose to be a victor and not a victim, that is becoming a stronger person.
I think that any human being goes through
trauma.
Things in their life that make them stronger.
I work with you guys, and it's making me a better person every day.
Right, exactly. So I don't understand how we're supposed to act like something like that isn't going to make a person stronger.
And it's an animated series. I mean, well, it's like a fictional thing. My point is simply that it's interesting. If it was just like, yeah, she's super strong, she's got power, I'm like, well, that's boring. Everybody likes a struggle.
Well,
you like a storyline. It's a storyline.
Not even that. I think they're trying to make it as realistic as it was back in those days. Obviously not
Still
with
is.
The dragons, but in medieval times.
Okay, so speaking of that, what do you think about this? They also talked about how there has only been one woman of color on the whole series, and that person had a very small part.
Is that
historically accurate?
Very true.
I mean, I wasn't back there, but I would
really,
assume it would be.
I don't know if it's historically
accurate. That's what they're saying.
Accurate,
I don't watch
the
show.
I assume that there probably were not a lot of people that weren't Caucasian that were in power in parts of Europe or where, they were a minority. Way back in the day, in medieval times.
Yeah. Amy Poehler talked about phrases that you can say to make people think you know about wine.
So if you go and you stay really vague, so if you're drinking wine and you say, well, she has an interesting story.
So the wine is she?
I don't know.
We don't know.
This one's shy. Or let's say you're drinking red wine and you just go, now, this one tastes like recent history.
Coming up in less than an hour, this singer opened up and said that they've never felt comfortable as a man.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
You can always be part of the show, of course, calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. And you can direct message us. Now, listen, if we want to talk about it on air, we'll ask your permission. We're not going to do it with you saying no. And that's kind of the case we have here where somebody said, yeah, I actually would like if you brought it up on the Joe and Alex show. Once again, it's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram to send us a DM. Make sure you give us a follow. But would you have an intimate relationship with someone who has, well, let me say this. This is a PG-13, kind of an adult content conversation. So if you do have kiddos in the car, hopefully you can come back in a few, but maybe you want to turn down the radio and just have a nice family talk or something. Alex, why don't you actually kind of get into the direct message that we did receive?
All right, so Mackenzie asked if you'd have an intimate relationship with someone who tells you, they're very forthcoming with the fact that they have herpes. She has been talking to this guy, I think she said like 2.5 months. So now they are ready to flip pancakes. The other night, he said, just so you know, because they were kind of, the conversation started getting sexier, and he just said, I think you should know before, you know, this weekend, if we end up doing that, you should know that I have herpes. And so she's like, oh my God, I really like this guy. He was honest with me. Some of my friends are saying it's not that big of a deal. Like, you just don't do it when there's a breakout. As long as he's wearing protection, then, you know, you can't catch it. So as long as you're doing that, you should be okay. But like, if you wear protection and if you knew someone did, would you have intimate relations with them?
I'm not a medical expert, but obviously, just to throw this out there to cover our butts, whatever we say, we don't know if it's 100% accurate. Because I think,
I don't know anything.
I think as far as even if the person doesn't have an outbreak and they you have a condom, I still think it is possible. I mean, condoms are just, you know, they're not fail-proof.
Right.
Or even if they maybe do have an outbreak, it's not guaranteed to protect you from that. I had a good friend. She was my buddy's girlfriend, but I was really close to her too. Plus, I had a crush on her. But she hooked up with her ex when she was single. And he was an a-hole because he knew he had herpes and he didn't tell her, and she got it. And she still currently has it, and she'll have it for the rest of her life.
I'm pretty sure you can go to jail for that. I can't remember what it's called. But
I would love for him to go to jail because that's a terrible thing to give anybody anything.
If you knowingly give someone an STD or an illness like that, I think that might be some kind of...
like crime, sexual crime, yeah. Now, you can call in and be anonymous. Maybe you're a doctor in the medical field. Don't jump down our throats. We're trying to have a conversation here and trying to get solutions just like anybody else and talk about something which is definitely an awkward freaking conversation to have. 833-JOE-ALEX. Now, me personally, and this sounds terrible, I don't know. I might be hesitant. Real about it. You wouldn't be hesitant if somebody had something?
I wouldn't. And what was interesting to me
I'm so surprised to hear that, by the way.
Really?
You would have a relationship with
somebody? No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant. Like, I don't think I'd be friends with somebody. I just don't know if I'd want to have a sexual side
of it. Of course you're friends with
them.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to have sex with them. And why? So Mackenzie...
I'd be afraid that somehow I might catch it.
I'm just, no thanks. I don't want to take the chance.
But here's the thing. If you're not going for Alex, if you're not going to have sex with someone until you're married...
They would have to disclose that.
Wouldn't you... No.
No.
Like, or like, wouldn't, if you're marrying someone, right, it's like you're going to be with them for life. So who cares?
I don't want that though.
I think it's reasonable. People are fine. You're a normal person. A lot of, for example, like Magic Johnson has AIDS and he's still living just fine, or HIV. Like, my point is not that you're a different person. You're not a good person. It's just like you still could catch that, and I could see why somebody or someone say, you know what, I just wouldn't want to.
If I have the choice, if I'm choosing to marry someone, I have the opportunity to not marry someone who has an STD that I'm going to get. I would rather marry the person.
What if it's your soulmate?
Well. Hopefully, you know, that does not happen, because that would suck. But like, I guess Mackenzie, the girl who DM'd us, she said that when she brought this up to her friends, some of them said, you know, yeah, for sure, do not hook up with him, like end things with him. And then her other friends were telling her, you are such a hoity-toity, you know, high-maintenance type of girl, that's so rude of you to say, I won't have sex with him just because he has this. As long as he's protecting himself and stuff, why are you better than him? That's what her friends were telling her. I was like, what?
Yeah, I kind of get that, because I actually have a friend who I know, I have a guy friend who has herpes. And my other friend, my best friend, was very interested in him. And I actually didn't know that he had herpes until she told me. But he was single for a really long time, and I didn't know why. And his girlfriend at the time cheated on him and got herpes. They hooked up, and now he had herpes. It's not like he was fooling around with a bunch of girls.
It doesn't make you a bad person if you have anything.
Right, but then why judge him?
Why do you have to agree to have it, too?
No, but what I'm saying is, so she, this girl, and my friend is not a virgin. It's not like she was saving herself for marriage. She does, like, you know, fool around and flip pancakes with guys she's dating. She still was like, he's a really good person. I'm so interested in him. He has everything I'm looking for him. I'm not going to put a scarlet scarlet letter on him just because he has this. When,
yeah,
like,
no thanks.
It was out of his control.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have a couple of people anonymous, so I'll try to kind of clue in what you're doing. And I think I have a voice disguise around, which might help too. But I'll go to anonymous on line one. And from what I see, you actually have herpes and you didn't know what it was. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I do have it. I did not know what it was. I found out it's kind of the same situation that I think it was best friend had, where somebody cheated on me and then they gave it to me.
Okay.
And so I didn't know what the heck was going on, and I went to the doctor, and I turned out I got the results back, and they told me that herpes is actually a dormant thing that everybody has. And they don't know what triggers it, but pretty much everybody has it. And some people get outbreaks for the rest of their lives and have to take medicine. Some people just get it that one time and never get it again. Like, I don't have to take medicine, and I have never had it, a breakout, like, since. And it's been, like, I don't know, 10 years.
Wow, okay. So that's a long time.
But,
do you tell people, though? Like, when you're in a relationship, do you say, like, hey, just so you know, I have this?
I do. And I know that there are some other people who don't necessarily say anything because, I don't know, for the people who have it, it's kind of like it's not a big deal. Sometimes, honestly, I forget that I have it because, like I said, I don't take any medicine, I don't have any outbreaks, it doesn't affect me in any type of way. So sometimes I forget that I even have it.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to another person. This is Reese. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Reese, what's going on? What do you want to say?
Yeah, I just had a funny comment. There's somebody out there for everybody because one of my best girlfriends, her parents met at a herpes support group.
No way.
Yes, girl.
Well, see, that is a good idea. I think if you have something like that, that is a great idea. Go to a support group and meet someone else with it. Then, yeah, then you both have it. And it's not a big deal. But that is so interesting. I can't believe that. Thanks for telling us that.
Yeah, hey, thanks for calling in. Let's go to another anonymous. This one's on line number two. And let's see here. How can I tell them? Let's see. Anonymous, you've had an STD since 2011. There we go. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Yeah, I actually have herpes as well, and I've had it, like I said, since 2011, and I believe the boyfriend I was with at the time didn't tell me and had it because I didn't cheat on him or anything like that, and so that's how I knew I had it. And it is definitely a first or at least second date topic that you should bring up, that way your feelings aren't getting developed or anything like that. And I actually talked to my husband now about it on our first date, and we've almost been married 6 years together for seven. And he was okay with it. We've been preventative, and he doesn't have it. I take medicine every day to help prevent breakouts and things like that.
So even when you take the medicine, then you're able to have unprotected sex with him and he doesn't get it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, hey, thank you for having the courage to call in and share that. Hey, I want to get to some more calls. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next year on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Once again, I want to put a little disclaimer out there. Definitely an adult conversation that we wanted to have here. So if you got a young one, maybe come back in about 5-10 minutes and we'll be back to our usual hijinks. But the conversation we're having right now is from a direct message we got from a listener, and you can do the same thing. If you have a conversation that you want us to talk about, hit us up at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And it has to do with, do you flip pancakes to somebody? Like, this person's been dating them for a while and found out that they have herpes. I think it's a genuine conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX that we can have here. 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl, what did you want to say?
My other friend, there was a big herpes outbreak at my college 1 year. Actually, for multiple years, but I know a lot of people.
How many of your friends have herpes? Jeez.
How many don't?
She's counting.
Yeah. Three.
That disturbs me.
Four. Anyways,
well, that goes to safe sex, though, too. They obviously didn't practice that.
They, well, you can. You can still get, well, anyways, whatever. I'm not going to go into, like, the doctor-ish of it. But anyways, I have a friend who had a one-night stand, an unprotected one-night stand with a guy that we all knew had herpes, and she didn't have herpes, and she still had a one-night stand with him unprotected.
That is
she ended up
nuts.
She didn't get it.
That's just reckless.
She didn't get it, but isn't that just, like, crazy?
Well, it's stupid not to protect yourself.
Stupid.
Blows my mind.
I hope my parents aren't listening.
Go ahead, pork chop.
But I was being safe and got STD tested one time.
Ooh.
And the doctor said to me, like, how many partners have you had? And I told him, like, the truth, and he says, whoa, you definitely got something. And I was like, what?
You are kidding.
I was like, can you say that?
What's the number?
No, thank you. So then...
Well, you can't throw it out there and not tell us a number. That's a tease.
So then the test came back, and I am STD-free, by the way.
More than 10?
I don't... Joe, next person.
More than 20?
Caller.
Joe.
More than 50?
Joe.
Wow.
When's the last time you had one?
I've only... Chase has been...
How often
partner.
Do you think somebody that is flipping pancakes regularly, they're not in a relationship, but they are casually sleeping around, do you think that they should be getting STD tested?
I mean, every it time just depends partner. How frequent...
New
yeah.
partner.
Let's say once a weekend you have somebody new on average.
Why don't you slow it down? Why don't you slow it down?
I'm just saying.
I mean, let's not, you
if
know,
they are,
slut shame, but
you think
I,
once
let's
a month?
Not, let's not chew with our mouth full. Let's
I
eat our food.
I would say probably, yeah, once a month if you're having, if you have that many of new partners.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Anonymous? What did you want to say?
Hi, good morning, everybody. I have herpes since 1999, and I was 18. I cheated on my boyfriend, and then we got back together. I actually transmitted it to him. But ever since then, I haven't had any problems. I'm not on any medicine, so it's been about 20 years, a little over 20 years. And I don't know, after a while, if you're taking care of yourself, you're kind of, I don't want to say going to remission, but I mean, I haven't had any issues transmitting it or anything. And actually, the doctor told me like 2 out of 3 people in America have this stuff.
What? 2 out of 3?
That are sexually active. If you're sexually active, it would be 2 out of 3.
What if you have it, Alex, and you're not even active? Like, what if you have it?
Well,
and you're
that's
not
what I'm
even
saying. That it would obviously that's doesn't crazy. Apply to me.
So, is she still on the phone? He?
Anonymous, okay, yes, no, is still
anonymous.
There.
Anonymous, when's the last time since you had a breakout?
Actually, I probably maybe get them every 18 months or so because it does have to do with stress and sometimes your diet. It just depends on how your system handles. I guess the virus or whatever. So, yeah, it's still maybe about once every 18 months. But whoever I'm with, I do inform them, you know, of my situation or whatever. Right. And we just try to avoid contact at that time.
Interesting. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Anonymous, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Summer. Hey, Summer, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say medically, it is very important to not have any type of sexual contact with a person, whether they're protected or not, when they have an outbreak. Now, on a personal opinion, I heard you guys say that she had friends that were claiming she was uppity. Look, contracting an STD of any nature is about protecting your health. It's right. about protecting yourself and your life. And these people that are getting STDs are making a choice at that moment not to protect their life. Personally, I would dip. I'm out. I can't risk my life or my health to someone, whether they were honest about it or not. There's a lot of people out here with it. Go date someone like that. So
can
you don't
you
have to worry
explain
about
that to live then?
Wait, no,
getting it to someone else. Cause,
I have a question.
And it's important to get tested regardless of whether you're switching partners out or not. People lie. People cheat. You don't know what someone may be doing regardless of whether you trust them or not.
That's a good
they
point.
They get infected. Yeah.
Summer, Live the Web Girl's got a question
yeah,
for
I've
you.
Got
so
a question.
Hang on.
So are you a medical professional?
Yes, I am.
So are you a nurse, a doctor?
I'm a medical assistant.
You're a medical assistant. So I have a question. So is it true, because I've heard this might just be a rumor, is it true that even if someone is wearing protection, if they're they can still get a STD?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're saying it's their choice. It's their choice. Right, it's their choice. It's their choice to not wear protection. But what if they are wearing protection? And that still happens.
That's a risk that you take when you choose to flip pancakes in general. You are making the choice
you
that
baby,
you could have a baby
STD.
And you can get an
right.
STD every
no,
time.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying is I think that if someone is unknown, they think they know a person and they are dating someone and they're wearing protection and they happen to get an STD, what makes that person less of a person?
We never
than
said it's
never
less
said
of a person.
That.
Right, but you're not giving them an equal
person,
you're not giving them
point,
an equal
you
chance.
Have made the choice to not protect yourself. So now you have something that could be harmful to me and I'm going to make the choice to protect myself against that.
I think you're
it's not making myself better than you. It's just protecting
but
my
Joe,
own health.
But Joe and Alex are not giving them an equal chance as to someone
neither
that doesn't.
I don't have to.
Saying.
She's saying you don't have to. You don't. They. You
I'm,
don't
I'm
have to give them an equal chance.
I'm about you guys.
You don't have to give them
the
equal chance.
I think
no longer equal chance there because their health is affected and mine is not.
I don't think anybody listening. I have friends that that have herpes, and I think they're just normal people, and they're my
right.
brothers and sisters. I will hang out with them and do anything normal.
Right.
I would, if I was single, I would not sleep with a girl that
right,
I know that
what
has
I'm
that.
Saying is like, why does it matter? I don't understand why it matters.
For
yeah,
I don't want to run the risk of catching it.
Even if you're married, they're, and even if yeah. they're on medicine, and even when they know when they have outbreaks, that they have an outbreak once every 18 months,
you,
like that one
so
person
what?
Said, and she's on
nope.
medicine.
That's my opinion. It doesn't
yeah.
You don't have to like it.
I'm not doing it.
Can you only get it if someone has an outbreak? Can you only catch it if someone has an outbreak?
Yes, you can catch it only when someone has an outbreak. But like I said,
but outbreaks can look like an ingrown hair.
Can they
taking that risk though? Because say they have an outbreak during a time where you're having sex with them. Say something happens, you don't know, never know when this outbreak is going to happen. Dude said he, or who, the last anonymous caller said it happens when they're stressed out. Say something during sex stresses them out, and then he has an outbreak and don't realize it, and you're having sex with them. I'm just saying.
It can happen that fast, an outbreak.
No, now we're breaking it down like really far. I don't think it can.
I'm just curious.
I know. Well, I'm saying.
She's a medical professional, so I'm going
to
ask the medical professional on the phone.
We have to move along. Okay. Like, that's the only reason why we don't. I can't take any more calls after this.
Can I, one more question for this girl.
You're really stretching
it. Does anyone ever die of herpes? Is that possible? I really don't know. I'm asking. Can you die of herpes?
You cannot really die from herpes.
What's the most extreme other side effect besides an outbreak that can happen from herpes medically?
On a medical stance,
fertility maybe.
People have there's possibilities of reproduction issues.
Newborn infection, yeah.
Yeah, meaning the person could go sterile. There's different situations with
okay.
blindness. It can also affect nerve systems in your brain.
Did not know that.
Necessarily will you die from herpes.
Right. Okay.
But it is, if without treatment, there is major setbacks. Yeah, there are major issues to that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate the call. Alex, I know you're a virgin, but let's put this out here. Two big things in the news. This story, obviously, with the herpes or measles. Would you not rather sleep with somebody that's got herpes or it's got measles right now?
What did you just say? Sorry, I'm distracted by Jules just tweeted us and said, man, Liv is so emotionally invested in this topic, it makes me believe she has
the
it, LOL.
The only reason I am is because I know so many people that do have it.
Mm-hmm.
And
sad.
Like, it just like, it makes me sad for them because I feel like they're not given an equal chance.
This is why we should all be abstinent until marriage.
That's right.
Yeah, honestly, that would solve a ton of issues. I think you're right.
All right, well then right now, at this very moment.
Let's all take an oath.
Put your hands in.
Put your hands in.
I don't want to touch any of you. You might have herpes.
Hey, you know what, Alex? Seriously,
Alex.
Put it in here right now.
All
right, we're born again. Thank you, Lord.
That's what that was for.
What do you think we were doing? Playing Thumb War? Get out of here. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if you've been listening, I don't know, the past week or two, every time we wrap up the show, we say what we're doing for the day. We're saying goodbye. Porkchop's like, I'm applying for another job I probably won't get because nobody likes me. Okay, it wasn't that bad. But you've been talking about getting another job besides Uber and Lyft driving. And what have you been pursuing?
Yeah, I applied at a steakhouse called Fleming's. And then I called them, and they said, oh, sorry, actually, we're not hiring
mm-hmm.
until July. And then one of our listeners, Katie, called up, and she was like, hey, I know the owner of Drake's. He's a good guy, and it's a great place. You should
so
work
that's
there.
A restaurant, by the way, in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we broadcast out of, obviously, on Radio Now 100.9, and in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now.
So I talked to him. And he did give me a call. He was like, yeah, I'll give you an interview. So that interview is scheduled for today. But yesterday, I had an interview at a steakhouse here in Indianapolis as well. It's called Fleming's. Excuse me. It's called Sullivan's.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yep. And there's like 14 of them throughout the U.S. It's like a high-end steakhouse. So I went in there, for an interview yesterday. And a little side note, I've gained 50 pounds in the past 6 months. You know, I had surgery in August, and I don't know, I just moved here and all that. So I have like one pair of black pants, and I went to put them on. Boy, oh boy, did I have to tuck my stomach into there.
Are they a little tight?
Very tight.
So you're like stuffed that. In, you're stuffed in your little interview outfit like yep. sausage.
Get into my car, go to the steakhouse, get out of the car, I take 1 foot out and split my pants.
No way. As you're walking in for the interview?
Yes, just like the SpongeBob episode.
Oh, that's amazing. So what happened then? Did you just ditch the interview? Because I wouldn't have been able to go in. My whole butt's hanging out.
Well, I looked at the pants and
shake that.
It was like right in the crease, like right in the, for lack of a better term, butt crack.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I noticed if I like just kind of clench.
If you give yourself a wedgie.
Yeah, that it
You stuff your pants in your butt crack.
It goes together.
Oh my God, you took the chance. You went in like that.
Yeah, so I went in for the interview.
No.
Had the interview. And then after the interview, she was like, wow, well, you know, you seem very qualified and do you want the job?
Like, she offered you the job and meanwhile, your whole butt is taken out?
Yeah, I don't think she ever knew, but I did. I got the job.
Yeah.
Look at that. Poor Chad. Oh, my gosh.
Very excited. So I have orientation in 10 days.
That's
on the 18th. And then I train for about a week and a half. And then at the end of the month, I will start serving at Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Now, that's awesome. But I'm wondering, because Alex brings up a good point. Like, you had to stuff it in between your butt cheeks and clinch to keep the pants kind of closed. Did you just kind of like back away? You're like, all right.
Yeah, how'd you walk away out?
They walked out first.
Oh, genius move,
like, oh,
man.
I'm going to stay for a drink. Don't worry.
You are so brave for still doing the interview like that. I would have been too scared.
Well, you would have left?
Yeah, I would have been too scared that they were, you know, going to notice that my pants were ripped. Like, that is so terrifying. But I am so proud of you and so happy for you.
Aww.
You need this so bad, I know. And you've been, you know, really trying to find something. And so this is great. I hope that this gets the ball rolling for you to start feeling more comfortable financially, being more financially responsible and dealing with all that stuff. Because I know that that is a huge stressor in your life. So I hope that this is going to be good for you going forward. And then, you know, anyone who would like to have producer pork chops serve them. If you've got a special date night or anniversary birthday, sounds like a very nice restaurant. I looked up the menu. It looks fantastic.
Yay.
You can go there and producer pork chop will be your server, I guess.
I'm happy for you. Just don't screw this up, dude.
I
don't
won't.
Make the Joe and Alex show look bad.
Are you kidding me?
What if he's the worst server
That's
ever?
That's what I'm afraid of.
They
what?
Know it's us. They blame us.
They're like, we're boycotting them. We're pulling our advertising from any future radio shows. No, for real. Like Alex and I second that. We're very proud of you. And we're very, very happy for you.
Cool. So, will you come in and get a steak sometime, Joe?
I will.
The Joe and Alex show.
Joe's a cheapskate, you know so he won't spend that much money. Yeah. But I will. I love steak.
Do they have a half-off steak night?
I don't think so.
This is an Applebee's. He's graduated from that. This is a nice place.
He's moving on up. Look at pork chop. Look at him go. All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. I don't know where Alex get these scenarios from. If she just like...
TV.
TV? What, Mari? What are we watching here?
No, I was just like watching like a TV show and like, you know, these people on the show ended up having a one-night stand and then somebody offered to call an Uber or whatever. And I just was thinking about it and I was like... If you're new to the show, I'm waiting till I'm married. But if I were to have a one night stand, I would expect that guy to offer to take me home. It's okay if I want to take an Uber, but he should offer to
that
drive me home.
That is insane.
In my opinion,
you expect him to drive you home.
Now, so the question
not your
is,
boyfriend.
Should a guy be expected to offer to drive the girl home, or if he just offers to pay for an Uber, is that good enough? I don't think that's good enough.
Uber or Lyft is fine. Once again, Alex showing that she has diva personality traits.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
I have a question. How did she get there in the first place? Because what if she drove her car?
He took her home from a bar.
Oh,
so she did not have a car. Okay. Obviously, that's
it doesn't matter if he drove her.
Or
it doesn't matter. However she got there, she can get herself back to where she needs to be.
I once
in an Uber or a Lyft. He doesn't have to drive her. You're not boyfriend girlfriend.
I once paid for a guy's hotel, like, you know, the parking garage.
Yep.
Like, he drove, and I gave him, like, $5 for the parking garage to
good
get out.
Good grief. Yeah, that's expensive.
Wow, chivalry is not dead.
I don't know. Otherwise, they should just, I say they take care of it themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
Liv, what do you think?
Dude, I don't know. This is like so, I can't even form an opinion on this. I literally just
so
don't
if
know.
A guy rolls, let's say it's the morning.
I don't care guy, enough to like
guy
form
rolls
an
over.
On
guy
this.
Rolls over, he says, I'm just going to call you an Uber.
Well, I mean, like, I
that
hope,
isn't rude
I hope
to
that's
you?
Not the first thing okay, he says is like, hey, I got you an Uber.
First
yes.
thing they're going to say is like, ugh, I got you an Uber. Or even if it's like, okay, I'll take you home. Either way, that's insulting.
Really?
Doesn't matter. If they're being like, ugh, I'm going to give, or I'm gonna call you an Uber.
Well, that's very obvious,
I'm going to drive you home.
But if it's
that's
like,
what she's saying. If they're just rolling over and they're like,
yeah, of
I'm
course.
Call you an
I think
Uber,
everybody
or,
agrees on that.
I'm going to drive you home.
But
that's
like,
rude
give it
way.
A few minutes. Like, you wake up, you're doing your thing. Like, okay, well, hey, I got to go do this or that. Like, you want me to get you an Uber or a Lyft?
Right.
That's totally acceptable. You think that's rude?
I think it's the rudest thing I've ever
like,
heard.
What do you? Why do you expect? Explain this to me, Alex, who obviously is not going to know anything about this till marriage. Why do you expect a guy to give the girl a ride home in
I
his
just
car?
Think it's the least you can do. I just think it's just being a gentleman. Like, you know, you had me over last night. You drove. Let's say the guy drove or whatever, or there was no vehicle. It's like
an
the
Uber.
Least you can do is just offer.
But let's
Unless
say the girl
have...
wanted it too, though. Like, maybe she really thought the guy was hot. Like, if Liv did that with Jewel Daddy, that means that, like, Jewel Daddy owes it to her?
Whether or not Dude. She wanted it or not, hopefully she did, or else that's a whole
Obviously,
other conversation.
This is all consensual. I'm not going into other possible
So what
theories.
I'm saying is, if they both were enjoying their time together the night before, I just think it's the gentlemanly, chivalrous thing to do for the guy to say, he's just offering. She can say no, but just saying, would you like me to take you home? I just think it's polite.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539.
What?
Like, I'm just thinking of stories from college. I had a friend who had a guy spend the night for a one night stand, and we go out, and I'm like, "Oh, can I ride along?" Because I like didn't go out the night, so
Third
I woke
wheel
up
live.
Early and was like bright eyed and bushy tailed. And I was like, "Oh, can I ride with you guys?" Like when you drop him off, and so we go outside out of our apartment, and someone shattered my friend's car window, so we had to call Jeez. The cops. He had to help us like. Put tape on it. He like got himself into way more than he wanted to, and you could tell he was so hungover, and he was like, I just should have Ubered. Like, oh my gosh, this is a nightmare.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Hey, you gotta get off speakerphone. Say it one more time. What's your name? Hello, what's your name?
Can you hear me? Lee.
There we go, Lee. Yeah, when you call into the Joe and Alex Show, make sure you're off speakerphone. Lee, what do you think?
Well, I think that Alex is absolutely right.
Yes.
You're old school, though.
Wait, yeah. Did they have Ubers when you were doing one-night stands?
Like, no, I'm not asking your age, but I feel like you might, you know, be a little old school on this one. I don't think you're with the modern times.
No, I don't know that I would agree with that. Mid-30s, not necessarily old school, right?
Okay,
I think that we've lost the fact that there should be some level of respect for each other.
That's what I think.
But
it's just
but
polite.
How are you taking that as disrespect? And I mean,
I think
and I'm not, and I'm not, and God, I'm not judging anybody, but I'm just saying, like, okay, in these scenarios here, how much respect do you have for that man or that woman if they hook up on the first night? I'm just saying, traditionally, Liv's gonna shoot a dagger through me. I don't think
That's
you're
deep.
A hoe if you do that.
No, hold
but my
on.
Point is,
no,
if you're not waiting
it's
for
mutual.
Somebody and it's the first night, then why is it like it's such a big deal? But then it's like I have to drive you home. It's like, wait, we haven't been dating for a while. Like, we just met at a bar, hooked up, bumped uglies, and that's it. But I'm supposed to really value you and respect you?
Well, I think you both do that. That's just who people should be.
Do you think
That's
that if a guy
should be.
Do you let me ask you this question because I didn't even think about this. If the guy spends the night at the girl's place and it's a one night stand, do you think the girl should also offer?
Of course, no guy's going to say that.
I know. I kind
of yeah, right.
Think that the guy
of course,
should buy
liar,
it.
Liar,
Wait, I can't hear her. What?
Oh my goodness, he is so obnoxious.
Oh no, we lost her. We lost her.
No, you didn't lose me.
Do you feel like it's the same thing, or just the guy should do that for the girl?
No, I absolutely think it should be the same thing.
Yeah,
that's what
I
mean about mutual respect, right? Wherever you are, just respect each other enough to ask that question or offer or whatever.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that, man. I just don't know. Let's go to Rachel this morning. Hey, Rachel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Rachel?
Hey, my comment, I guess, is more for Alex. And if you're having a one-night stand, I'd obviously put the gentleman thing out the window. It's not, like, the gentleman thing to do to offer the ride if you're going to have a one-night stand in the first place.
Fair.
So I'd say, once you
have that one night stand, you're in it, and you find your way out yourself.
How do you feel? You find your way in, you find your way out. That's
how do you feel, Rachel, though, about Alex, who is waiting until she's married to flip pancakes? I mean, can she ever really comment on this? She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Exactly. The one, you do the dirty deed, you get out yourself.
Run!
Dude, one time I had a friend have like a one-night stand. It wasn't really a one-night stand because like we all knew these people, but she had a one-night stand with the guy and her ex was his roommate. So she woke up really early, climbed out of the window of their house and went through their bushes.
That's dramatic.
And I had to pick her up.
Oh my God. She needed a freaking machete and Indiana Jones hat to get out of there.
Macy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's your rule? What do you say?
I think that you should definitely get the hell out of there as soon as you can.
So don't let them take you home?
That's where the walk of shame comes from. It's more like the Uber of shame if they call you an Uber. That's even
it's
better.
It's more convenient now. Yeah, or Lyft of shame.
I also think that you can tell if someone likes you. Like, I think if a guy is going to drive you home the next morning or a girl is going to drive you home the next morning, I think that kind of means, like, how much time are they wanting to spend with you afterwards, you know? Like, is this someone that you're interested in, that you like, that you think that could maybe go further? Mm-hmm. Then I think they're more willing to drive you.
Amanda, we'll wrap things up with you here on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to maybe to say something in my own opinion. You can't really go for a one-night stand knowing that that's what it's going to be and be expected to be catered to and treated like a queen when that's not really, like, you know, queen material.
Dang. That right there, I feel like that was like a freaking Pinterest quote. That was wild.
Yeah, I'm pinning it on my board today.
That was layered.
So I have a question. What if they spend the night and there's no hooking up involved? They just spend the night.
Then I think it's polite that he's offering you a ride home on his tab.
Okay. Just curious.
So as long as the guy pays for it,
often.
Sounds like a lot of girls calling in, as long as he's paying for the Uber, then it really doesn't matter if it's an Uber or if it's him physically driving. I don't know, man. I guess.
And you got to take it as respect as well. I mean, do you want the guy to just, like, play you, or do you want him to keep it real and keep
I think
it
you
going?
Can still like, keep it real and just know? Offer a ride. I'm not expecting him to say, I want to be, you know, exclusive or whatever on the ride home, but I think it's just the nice thing to do. I don't know. I guess I'm one of the only ones.
When I wake up, I hope that you're just gone.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Singer Sam Smith opened up to British GQ, said that he never has felt comfortable as a man. He said, ever since I was a little boy, ever since I was a little human, I didn't feel comfortable being a man. Some days I've got a manly side of me, and some days I've got a womanly side, but it's when I'm in the middle of that switch that I get really, really depressed and sad because I don't know who I am or where I am or what I'm doing, and I feel very misunderstood by myself. I realized that that's because I don't fit into either. He says he's genderqueer. With the college admission scandal taking over the headlines, it seems that right now everyone is obsessed with knowing SAT scores, especially those of celebrities. Okay, so a 1600, if you don't know, is a perfect score when it comes to SATs. And these are the celebrities with the highest SAT scores. This is so interesting to me.
I never took the SATs or I never went to like any college stuff, so I'm interested to see what they did.
My dad is a genius. Daddy is a genius. Ben Affleck. My love.
Your Phoenix back tattoo guy.
Not, okay, I forget. I pretend that he doesn't have the Phoenix
back tattoo.
You can't.
It's all over his back.
He has a perfect SAT score, 1600.
Don't believe it, because nobody had the perfect SAT score would get a Phoenix all over their back.
Yeah. That's Will cool. Smith.
How about them apples?
Perfect SAT score, 1600. James Franco, perfect SAT score, 1600. This is where it gets wild. With only a few points below Bill Gates, Kesha got...
Whoa. Kesha?
Kesha got a 1,500, and Bill Gates had like a 1,540 or something like that. Yeah. Is that not the craziest thing? She's one of the... And I've heard this before.
Not that I thought she was dumb, but it's like, that's a really high score.
I don't know if this is true, but I thought I remember hearing a rumor that she was a member of Mensa or something like that. Is that what that is called? The super genius society in the United States? She's like a genius, but her persona, her brand, and how she got famous is kind of looking like a dumbass.
That's hilarious.
That's me too. I'm really, really smart.
Well, also just like Party Central.
Right. Natalie Portman got a 1400 on the SAT at Harvard. She perfect one is 1600, so she did really well too. Common, the rapper, is on a mission to help victims of molestation like himself, and he says that his just-released book is the first step in making it happen. His new memoir, Let Love Have the Last Word, revealed that he was molested as a child.
So I want people to be like, man, I've experienced this, and I can say something about it and find out how to heal myself when I'm dealing with it. It's something that I know a lot of people experience, especially black young men and women have experienced it, but just people in general have experienced that type of thing. And a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, but the only way we stop the cycle is to talk about it.
That's brave as a man. I don't know, maybe just from my perspective. We all know women are molested, or girls are, but I think we don't talk a lot about boys and men having that happen, at least from my perspective. So yep. Especially him being a rapper and in the African-American community, yep. I don't hear a lot of guys talking about that.
Very important.
So props to him for having the courage to share what happened to him.
Absolutely. George Clooney says that he's gotten creative on how to decline being a best man for someone that he barely knows.
I've had literally guys, like a guy who is an extra on a TV show, go, hey, I want you to be my best man.
And do you say no?
Well, I've been creative about it. I'll
how
say
do you
things
get out
like,
of it?
Well, I go, I'm bad luck, man. I've been best man like three times and gotten divorced, all three of them. You don't want it.
So you
just lie.
You just lie.
Lie like a rug, man.
That's a good idea.
Coming up in less than an hour, an A-list actor is going to write a juicy tell-all book.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number, 833-563-2539. What's the worst pain that you've ever... Sorry, I'm in pain right now, I can't even talk. What's the worst pain that you've ever dealt with? Currently, I've got a pinched nerve in my back. It's getting better, but dang, it is funny. The littlest thing connected to your body can make you feel a lot of pain. I know Liv the Web Girl was in pain yesterday. She was cramping up. How are you feeling today, Liv? Are you feeling any better at all or no?
Yeah, I'm feeling 100%.
Wow. One day like that? God, I wish
I had
cramps.
2 days. It was Monday and yesterday, but okay. Today I'm good.
All right, good. Now, we talked about this the other day in Joe's Need to Know News, but we have an excuse why. There's this guy named Chuck, and he sang the national anthem before a minor league baseball game between the High Point Rockies and the Skeeters in North Carolina. And listen to him singing how bad this is, because it is terrible. He says he actually had cramps.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light,
like, that makes a little more sense if he's like, oh, God, bless me.
Sounded to me like he just wasn't prepared.
Or he wasn't, like, trying to be a joke of it. But either way, he says he had cramps. Okay, cramps aren't the worst thing in the world. I know that having a pinched nerve in your back is probably not the worst thing. I'm wondering who on the Joe and Alex Show has had something pretty painful. What's the worst pain out there? 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick things off with Stephanie. I'm sorry, Jasmine. Hey, Jasmine, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Well, got the pinched nerve, but I'm good. What's up? What was the pain you had?
I'm doing just fine. The worst pain I had is when I battled cancer last year. It all started off with like a really, really, really severe migraine. So that's basically how I found out that I had cancer.
Well, like brain cancer or a tumor? What was it?
It was a tumor in my sinus area. The cancer is more common in children. It's very rare for adults to get it.
Wow.
So I had a children's cancer. If I pronounce the name wrong, just forgive me. It's called like alveolar rhabdosarcoma.
Just go with it. That's what I tell Alex when we don't know something. I'm like, just act like it's like blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, because obviously pretty much everyone knows someone affected by cancer, but they may not have felt what it's like going through it themselves. What does the pain of having cancer feel like?
Horrible. Horrible. If that's what that feels like, that's the only way that I can describe it. I really didn't start to feel better maybe until after like my second round of chemo. But, you know, of course the tumor was still there, but it took a while for them to actually even start giving me the treatments before they even gave me the diagnosis. So during that time,
is your body just throbbing with pain? Is it like your bones hurt? Is it touching your skin hurts?
It was more of where the tumor was.
Okay.
So it was more of the pressure. It's just like really, really bad pressure that was behind my eye. and more like in my nose area.
Oh, that's insane.
When I received chemo, it was more of like maybe like a really, really, really bad stomach virus, like a really, really bad stomach ache.
Wow.
To like the 20th power.
Well, we are so glad that you're doing better, and thank you for calling in, Jasmine, to kick things off. Live the Web Girl, what do we got, a tweet?
Yes, someone just tweeted in and said, my daughter was born 11 weeks early because I was rushed into an emergency C-section. The epidural didn't take, so I felt every bit of the surgery, all the slices and my organs being moved around and the extraction of the baby. I was screaming in pain.
Nope.
Both of us are fine and healthy now.
Holy smokes.
Wow. You win. Stephanie, you're kind of recovering. I hope it wasn't that bad, but you had a C-section, is that right?
C-section, yes.
What happened?
I just ended up having to have an emergency C-section because I wasn't dilating and the baby was trying to get out. So the surgery was fine, but the next morning it was the 23rd of December, so the nursery was closed and I was there all by myself. So they just brought the baby in at 6 a.m., and we're like, here, take care of her.
Did this just happen a couple months ago? Yeah. Sounds like a baby behind
you.
Yeah, is that the baby from the 23rd of December?
Yeah.
So this just happened?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations. I was a C-section baby, and so was my little brother.
Of course you
were. So my mom had both of us C-section, and yeah, I've heard that the recovery pain is absolutely awful.
My sister had a baby through a C-section, and she said that's the only way she wants to have one now. She said,
really?
Yeah, she did not mind it at all. She didn't have a bad recovery, anything like that, because you still have a lot of recovery when you have it the other way, and you have to like wear a diaper and things.
True. Well, some people just like to wear diapers for fun.
Things
like pork
chop. To get sewn afterwards, let's just say.
All right. I think we didn't need to be told what we already know. Julaine, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was the painful thing you had?
Hi. So it was the morning of my 19th birthday, and I woke up with a pretty dull pain in my left side. And within like a half an hour, I couldn't even stand up straight. So I went to the emergency room and they did a scan, and I ended up having an ovarian cyst on my left ovary that was bigger than my actual ovary.
Whoa!
Dang! Yeah.
It was like tipping you over?
Yeah. The nurse was like, she's like, I'm going to show you what your right ovary looks like. See that little tiny like white dot? I was like, yeah. And she's like, so here's your left side. Somewhere behind this gigantic black cloud mass is your ovary. Somewhere.
Holy
in there.
Cow. And so did they have to rupture that?
They had to run the bunch of tests to make sure that like I was still getting blood flow through it and that it wasn't twisted or anything. And it wasn't. Everything was fine. So she says that, you know, probably within a few days it'll rupture on its own and I'll be okay. But they had to put me on like a IV pain drip to even lay me out on my back to look at me because I literally couldn't straighten my body out. I was in
God. Pain. So you went from like Julaine to like Jolene kind of because you're like leaning to one side like, oh, yeah.
So how long did it take for it to rupture on its own?
Honestly, I don't know because they say that like you don't really feel it.
Oh, okay. So I thought you did. I thought it was like super painful and then like you bleed a lot.
I didn't really have any of that. So I mean, unless maybe it happened around the same time as like my cycle, maybe, so I just didn't notice. I'm not sure
maybe,
how they all work out. But
maybe you got really lucky with that. Jeez.
My sister had a cyst on one of her ovaries, and it was the size of a 5-month fetus.
Oh my gosh.
She had to have surgery to get it taken out, and she actually lost an ovary with the surgery. Isn't that crazy? A 5-month
fetus. It's Return of the Cyst.
We named it. We all named it.
What was his name?
I think, I forget what its name was. Oh, dang it. I bet my mom and dad are
Henry?
Listening right now. No, I think it was a girl name. I think it was like Celeste or something. Like Celeste the Cyst.
All right, let's wrap it up with Yasmeen. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What was the worst pain you ever had?
This past December, I actually had a herniated disc, which sounds like what you have. I had a pain in my left butt cheek.
Ooh, that kind of sounds like what I do have.
How do you get rid of it?
You don't have to get a new butt?
I had to have surgery. I had surgery in December, and it helped so much. So what I would really recommend, because I'm listening to you talk about your stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was me.
I had to go, I was going to a chiropractor, and then the chiropractor was like, oh, your pain's not going away. Let's get an MRI. So then I saw the MRI, and he was like, he sees it, and he's like, I can't fix this. It's too big of a, like, bulging disc. It was 15 millimeters. So he said, I mean, I don't, you know, that sounds super small to me, but he said it was one of the biggest that he's ever seen. So I had to book a surgery. And since it was so close to the end of the year, I had to book it the following week. And
wow. So, Joe, can you get an MRI or what?
I am, but that costs money. Does anybody want to give me a free MRI? I'll give you a shout out.
A free MRI.
No, I'll have to check into that. I pray to God that's not what it is, but thank you for sharing, Yasmeen. Yeah. But I hope not.
Go down to Bill's back alley MRI.
I don't think it is only because it felt so much better until I took that road trip and I had to sit for so long.
You know, I actually know what it feels like to give birth. I've had kidney stones, and they say that pain is equivalent.
Eesh.
And oh my gosh, all night long I was just screaming. If you've got kidney stones, take a hot bath. That helps.
Okay. Well, now I'm afraid to do anything.
Now, you know what my biggest pain ever was? Listening to Pork Chop Stories.
Hey, James, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about my back?
Joe, I can help you. I'm running a $45 special right now. I will come to your house and get this pinched nerve taken care of for you.
All right. Now, this isn't like one of those Robert Kraft, like, Patriots things.
No. I'm a professional massage therapist. I've been doing this a long time. I've had a lot of experience with pinched nerve things with people. I can really help you.
What do you do that is so helpful?
Like, is it a butt like a butt cheek like massage? Because that's where it hurts.
Well, it could be more like a lower back thing. It's just something that we would have to look at first.
How much does that cost?
I'm running for Joe. Well, anybody up there at the radio station, I love y'all. But $45, and I will come to your house, or I'll come to the office if you guys got time, and I'll bring the chair massage.
You should come in the studio. Now, do I have to be naked?
No, not for a chair massage. You don't. But,
okay, I'm not opposed.
But even on the table, you don't have to be naked. But there's a lot of things I could do for you.
Ooh,
a lot
interesting.
I need somebody to do something for me. I like where this is going. James, can you hang on? And we'll try to see if maybe we can set it up. Pork chop. Maybe we can get James in here and I can get a little massage.
But for Joe's pinched nerve, isn't it probably best that he is not sitting in a chair? Doesn't he need to lay out? You'd have to go to his house for that. He's talking about for us chair massages.
Well, I could. Let's do both.
All right.
I'll introduce myself at the studio, at the radio station. And if Joe, if you feel comfortable enough with me, then we can set it up to go. I'll come to your house and $45.
Do you only do like in house, or do you have like a spa or something that you work out of?
I work at the fitness lab over on 54th and College.
All right. Well, then, hey James,
I
gotta get into the dummy. No, I gotta get into my dummy of the day. But I'm serious. Let's see if we can set something up here. And I appreciate you offering your expertise with this this pinching situation.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Now, normally when we have stories about something being stuffed down a pants, it would be a guy, and it's like, hey, it's a 7-pound piece of meat, or he's got a salami, or like a beer bottle. But in this case, let's go to Florida, and let's involve a lady. A couple of ladies actually were stopped by Florida police early Monday morning, and they found a bag of 41 turtles. I like turtles inside. When they asked the woman in the car if they had anything else, she pulled out a foot-long baby alligator from her yoga pants.
What?
Yeah, the officer probably thought maybe she had a little, you know, accessory right there, but it was a little foot-long baby alligator. She pulled it out of the yoga pants. She and the driver were both cited for having an illegal number of reptiles.
You think whenever she got arrested, the police locked her in the jail cell and said, see you later, alligator?
Oh, you know they did.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show, and you can play along this game right here. I just want you guys to complete the sentence. I was on Google last night. I won't tell you what I was Googling, because that's personal information that only the government can know and not you. But you ever have it where like, it starts to fill in the sentence for you? Like, it'll complete the sentence, like, why is my, Alexei,
ass stuffed with an ice pack right now?
Yes, my ass is stuffed with an ice pack right now because I'm trying to help out the pinched nerve
like
in my back.
You look like a freaking duck. You look like a duck with that in your pants.
A little feather.
We need to take a picture and put it on Instagram or a video of him waddling.
All right, Live the Web Girl, that's your fun assignment for the day. Make sure you capture that for social media.
Absolutely.
All right, so just buzzing with your name. I'll let y'all take a turn.
Playing?
Yeah, all three of you can play, okay?
Okay.
And I don't think anybody will get this right, but if they do, just give them a point, Pork Chop. Just keep it on a little tally board. I got a bunch of these. Here we go. Is there anything better than, and then just you can buzz in right now with what you think
Alex.
The word would be, Alex.
Cake.
Nope.
Pork chop.
I'm looking for the number one thing that it comes up with to search for. Is there anything better than?
Flipping pancakes.
Nope. Liv?
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Oh, better than Game of Thrones.
You are the closest. It's
what?
Okay. And by that, I mean it's something that you watch. Want to try it again? Is there
Oprah.
Anything better than? Nope. Is there anything better than?
Liv.
Yes.
The Office?
This is on. The Office is on this.
NBC.
Netflix.
There we Liv. Go. Liv.
Oh.
Is there anything better than Netflix? It's kind of a random one right there.
I'm getting my pen out of my backpack so I can keep score because I think I'm going to dominate again.
Okay, hey, well, let me know when you're ready. We can wait.
Dominate. Okay.
I think Pork Chop was keeping score.
No, but Liv wants to double check, she says.
Yeah, okay, I got my pen out.
All right, do ghosts blank, blank, blank.
Liv.
Liv.
Exist.
Nope.
Do ghosts haunt you?
Complete the sentence. Nope. You can guess again, but Pork Chop, he's going to turn.
Liv.
Hold on. Pork Chop goes like, y'all got to go, all got to go around. Go ahead.
Do ghosts use the bathroom?
You're the closest.
Ooh.
Liv?
Do ghosts cry?
No.
Feel pain?
No, Alex.
Enjoy a cigarette?
No.
Go to the bathroom?
It's close to
Do
that.
Do they eat food?
No.
Liv?
Yes.
Do they brush your teeth?
No, I'm going to give up on you guys. Do ghosts fart?
Are you kidding me? That's the number one thing people are searching.
And also, like, that's not that close.
What are these searches from an elementary school?
I said, like, go poo.
He said go to the bathroom, which a lot of times when you do, you might fart. I don't know, Alex. These are just what people are searching. It's weird, the things you find in there. Here's another one. Can you use a watermelon to...
Liv.
Go ahead.
Drink out of?
No, but that's a good one. That's a good question. A lot of people like that to make drinks. Can you use a watermelon to...
Make fruit salad.
Not what I'm looking for. Can you use a watermelon to...
Plug a hole.
Liv. Make a helmet.
No,
wear a helmet.
No. Liv.
Can you? What is it? Can you use a helmet to, can you use a watermelon to act pregnant?
That is another good one, but that's not what we're looking for.
Ooh,
that was a good one. I was looking for this one. Can you use a watermelon to charge your phone?
Ooh.
Oh,
okay. Well, that's weird.
I
didn't know a watermelon, but I've seen people try to plug in where they use electrolytes and different things to do that.
Weird.
Ooh. Okay. How about this one? Are vegans allowed to, or sorry, are vegans allowed in ..
The United States.
You're close. That you got to narrow it down, more specific.
Say it again, are vegans allowed to?
No, are vegans allowed in? She said the United States, I said you got to narrow it down more. Are vegans allowed in
public
blank.
Places?
Butchers, shops.
Wrong. Are vegans allowed in?
Restaurants?
Broader than
McDonald's.
That.
McDonald's.
Broader than that, bigger.
Buildings?
Bigger than
Steakhouses.
That.
Steakhouses.
Bigger than that.
What's bigger?
But,
restaurants.
And then we already said United States.
I said the country.
I know.
There's a big difference.
What's
between,
smaller?
Stop. Between the country, USA, 50 states, if you didn't know that, compared to just a restaurant. There is a huge gap in between.
I know, but she said a steakhouse. And I'm like, a steakhouse
is bigger
not,
than that. It's bigger than that.
I know, but what's bigger than a restaurant but smaller than the United States?
How about
states?
The answer I was looking for? Are vegans allowed in Texas?
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't
they're
make
not,
this up.
By the
I
way,
just Googled it.
Short answer, they're not.
No, it's a death penalty.
Dude, my boyfriend's sister is trying to guess along, and she is like way off. She says, yeah, she's just way off.
All right, here we go. I got a few more of these. Can a new house be blank? Can a new
haunted.
Live?
Haunted.
Well, it is haunted, but Liv said first. She didn't buzz in. But look at you guys both did a good one right there.
I have 2 points, by the way. They both have zero.
Here we go. Is it bad if my poop is...
Pork chop! Green.
Yes! Wait. Do you have green poop?
No, it's...
That's later. Happened to me. Too much avocado.
He's clearly Googled it before.
Oh, you know, he's like, dear doctor, I've got a situation on my hand. Literally, it's green. All right, let's do one more here. Well, what's the score, Liv the Web Girl? You have been keeping track diligently.
2-0-0
Oh, so I think Liv wins either way. Let's
No, you know what? Porkchop was right on that last one.
2-1 All right.
So he gets a little point.
If he ties it, we'll do one more, okay?
Okay.
After that. If not, Liv the Web Girl is our winner. How do you tell your cat you blank?
Liv.
Liv.
Hate them.
Wrong.
Died.
Wrong. How do you tell your cat you blank?
You love them.
Porkchop just tied the game up.
Dang. What?
Oh, dude. We got a weirdo situation.
Porkchop would speak cat.
I know. What a weirdo. I hate cats so much.
My cat likes you.
I know it does, but I don't like it back.
And the final one, these are just random things that people have Google searched that were kind of auto-filled in there.
I'm nervous.
Why do Mexicans speak blank?
Porkchop.
Alex, who said it first? That was so dang tough.
I think Porkchop honestly said it first.
Okay, I'm going to go with Porkchop. Why do Mexicans speak?
Spanish?
Yes, which is very interesting.
I know, I was going to guess that too, but I'm going to be honest and honorable. Unlike Porkchop, he'll do anything to win. But he guessed in front. He guessed
first.
When
we play tennis, I always redo a one if we don't know the thing.
I just like can't even. I was telling my friend about how I don't even know if I'm going to be able to continue playing tennis with you.
Because I beat her so much.
No, not because of that. It's just like not even fun. He's like competitive to the level where it's like not even fun. I'm trying to play like kind of leisurely. And he's like, yeah! Yeah!
I will say this, based on how like competitive Porkchop is on the show and like argues everything and all that.
Yes.
One of my friends yesterday said, she texted me, she said, I know this is mean to say, but I just hate the very essence of who Porkchop is.
Usually we get that about Alex on the show, but Porkchop.
Porkchop has taken the new throne from me.
Yeah, Porkchop, you're so competitive.
But,
it's like
but
not
when
enjoyable.
We play, you're like, oh, that was out. And I'm like, it was in. Then I'll be like, okay, let's do it again.
Yeah, 1,000%. That's true.
You know what we
and
need to
I do? The same
set up a camera and record them playing and let the people judge.
We need to have a celebrity tennis match with these two here. Raise funds from some charity. We'll get like $10 maybe.
And I want to get you guys both, including Porkchop has to wear them, those teeny tiny 80s shorts.
Yeah, so your Junkin hangout.
Joe and Alex show.
I would
theme.
Love that.
Yes. I'm not talking anymore.
Love that.
Oh, he's mad.
Oh my gosh. Now he's going to sulk in his own misery.
Great.
He loves throwing pity parties for himself.
I just try to be fair.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right. Hold on. Sorry. Porkchop won the game, by the way.
Porkchop! I don't care. Who cares?
Oh my word.
Why even give me a celebration song?
I mean, you have been in a relationship with a dude for 7 years, so we should expect that you know your way around some balls.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Before we get out of here, hey, caller number 9 at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We are hooking you up with tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers, and you're qualified, your last chance right now, to go see BTS. They're performing in New York City on Good Morning America as part of their summer concert series Wednesday, May 15th, so a week from today. Caller number 9, you'll qualify for that and win those Jonas Brothers tickets. 833-JOE-ALEX.
Dude, I've always wanted to go to just Good Morning America alone, let alone to see BTS. It's pretty cool.
All right, let's get out of here. Alex, what do you got going on today?
I have another day, another case day. I am going to observe another visit.
You're in CASA. Does that mean you're going to go to somebody's CASA?
I am, yes.
Ooh,
I'm going
how are you feeling about this?
Today. I am very excited because I have not been to this person's house before. So this is a big deal because they couldn't have the kids there for a while now. And so they finally now are allowed to have them over. And so I get to kind of go around and ask permission first. But I'm going to ask if I can take pictures to show improvements.
And text them to us?
No,
okay.
I can't do that. But I will be probably putting them up for the court to see.
Liv, what do you got going on today?
Not too much. Just chilling. Going to work out. Just the usual.
All right, cool. And Porkchop, you got a job on the way now? I mean, is your day just full of relaxation now?
No, I need to go buy pants because I split my pants in my interview.
Oh, that's right.
Too big.
My goodness.
Can you go home, put them on, and do like an ass selfie?
I will.
Well, obviously underwear on too. But
yeah, put it on our story.
Okay. All right, follow us at Joe and Alex Show. Me, I'm going to go home and rest, and hopefully this dang back gets better. I hope it's not like surgery required like a listener suggested. If you missed anything on the show today, joeandalexshow.com. Go there and check it out. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And for Facebook, just search for Radio Now. All right, let's get out of here. Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.